Kayla? Can you call the office?
No.
If you mine less than 5 acres in one location and your cumulative mined area is less than 5 acres, you're exempted from the bonding provision and from the reclamation plan requirement. Does not exempt you from the standard. You still have to mine under that standard. To do this under Section B, you have to give us a letter of intent, essentially a mini plan telling us where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing, how you're going to be doing it, and then annually file a statement that I've done it and whatever. We anticipate you would still have to get a permit under Title 38, at least on state land. We would still probably do field inspections to make sure what you told us was correct. And Section D says that if you fail to either reclaim or you go over 5 acres, if you haven't told us the truth, then you lose the exemption and you default back into the bonding and the plan requirements.
For 2 years.
If you behave for 2 years and you come back out. This tracks pretty closely the current BLM package, how they operate.
Right, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Gallagher, if I may.
Go ahead.
Who in the department, I mean, how often will your people be out there measuring the 25,000 cubic yards, and is it going to end up like a 250,000 gallon spill that turned out to be 2,500 or vice versa?
Certainly hope not. We right now do field inspections at every mine site at least once a year. We would, I believe, have to increase that under this proposal. And we have to do our best to do field inspections to keep our eyes on.
And I suppose that the legislature would expect you to do that with fewer people?
I would hope the legislature would expect us to do that with more people.
Indeed.
That's the way it works.
Okay, 0050 is cooperative management agreements. This section would allow us to enter into a written agreement with either the federal government or a state agency to implement this section. For instance, in certain refuges where mining might be taking place, we could cut a deal with Fish and Game where they would do this, or we could cut a deal with BLM. So that's what this section provides for. 060 on violations. Section A says that if a miner doesn't live up to his plan, if he walks away or whatever, we have the ability to go after him in civil court for the cost of the reclamation and for our costs. This is a new section, and we think this is a pretty strong enforcement tool that we don't have today. Section B.
Oh, speaking of violations, I'm sorry. Back here to this letter of intent. What happens if the letter of intent there in B under section 040. They can violate their letter of intent by merely overstating their letter of intent. How are you going to check on that?
Well, we would do field inspections on what we would turn these people as notice operators. On the notice operators as we would on the over 5 acre operators, okay? Those folks under this language would still be required to mine under the standard in section 020. They're just doing it without the bonding and without a full-blown reclamation plan. That doesn't relieve them of that responsibility. If they're operating outside their letter of intent, they're in violation under Section D, and they automatically default into the bonding and the other provisions. And we have the ability immediately then to revoke and take civil action under A and do revocation and suspension under B of the violation section.
Thank you.
We don't have that ability right now. So we believe 060, both sections A and B, is a pretty important club that we don't have right now. 070, Administrative Procedures Act, this was added so that if one of my guys goes out and revokes a permit, the mining operation has rights under the Administrative Procedures Act to appeal that in a timely fashion and whatever. And then the definitions. We're happy to answer questions, and like I say, we've got the interest groups here, and I prefer not to speak for them.
Of course. Does the department have any civil actions going currently with any minors in the state of Alaska?
Civil actions? No, I don't think we have any civil actions.
Not a single one.
With minors?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm aware of. No, we don't.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Then next we'd have...
Nice people. Like,
yeah.
Like fishermen.
I could tell that from my visit to Fairbanks.
You see all
the little growing
up back
there? We have Paul Rezanowski.
You told me you were impressed. Huh?
How are you, Paul?
Pretty good.
Go ahead and state your name for the record, please, and state who you're representing.
My name is Paul Rusinowski. I'm here today speaking on behalf of the Council of Alaska Producers, a group of 11 major mining companies that operate in the state of Alaska. We follow closely the 6I legislation, and we're supportive of the actions of the legislature last year in passing this legislation. And we have been supportive of the activities of the legislature this year in attempting to pass legislation on the subject of reclamation rather than defaulting to regulations within DNR. We support Senate Bill 544 as passed by the Senate, and we have followed closely its development. We've been working with the working group. We feel that has been a constructive effort, although not as pleasant as we might want. We certainly feel that there has been a cooperative attitude, perhaps learning on both sides of what each group expects for the industry. And we are supportive of the efforts of that group at this point in time. We urge that you seriously consider this legislation as opposed to not adopting legislation during the session and going to regulations. And we would be supportive of passage of a bill or a substitute bill from the House that's consistent with the intent of Senate Bill 544. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Co-Chair Davidson.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, your name again?
Paul Rusinowski.
How do you spell your last name?
Rusanowski.
Mr. Rusinowski, what part did your organization play in... I got to find another way to ask this. What does your group think about the title of this act that came over from the Senate?
We're surprised at it. We did not have any input into the title, and did not know of the change until it passed out of the Senate, as a matter of fact. So we think it could be improved, but...
Still going at it, Mr. Speaker.
That's how it's working.
Yeah, good. But again, that's not our choice in it, and I guess we're neutral at this point in time on it.
Mr. Rusinowski, if I may continue, Mr. Chairman, are there parts of this work draft here before us that gives your organization any undue concern or problem?
Well, we're concerned with much of it. I think that a lot of our concern stems from the fact that, as we mentioned extensively under the 6I testimony, we are living with reclamation as an industry and have been performing under stipulations with the state. So we feel that's already a part of our standards, and we're being judged in large part by the actions of our predecessors. And the mining industry today is not what it was 5 years ago or 15 or 50 years ago. It's a very different type of organization. So we're concerned that is not being recognized in these types of actions here. We're being judged by the past. And certainly many actions of the past are highly visible and are cause for concern. So I guess we're very concerned that there's not an overreaction to a situation which is already either taken care of or in the process of being remedied in and of itself.
Mr. Chairman, I do appreciate your comment there, and would ask that you assist me if you see me showing some bias that as a result of what my narrow knowledge would be of your predecessors. It's my understanding, Mr. Uzenowski, that your organization, as I gather anyway, generally represents a much larger operator. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Great.
Thank you very much. Then Bill Glute.
And you have a question from the environmental group.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Bill Glute from the Alaska Environmental Lobby. We worked quite a bit on the 6I bill last year. We recognized that it did have some deficiencies with respect to the reclamation, and we're pleased to see continued effort toward addressing those. We think that this work draft is at least a significant step at this point toward addressing some of those serious deficiencies. And though, of course, we're not prepared to support it at this time because it's not yet finished, would urge you to give it serious consideration as it does come up in the committee. And I'm prepared to answer any questions.
Chair Davidson.
Thank you. Are there, before, I guess, before I get back to the reasonable period of time, are there specific areas as we go through here, Mr. Glue, that the environmental community has this especially trouble with, or has the trouble with especially, or where you say you're not prepared to support the effort here yet? You talk of serious deficiencies. Would you please point out where you feel the deficiencies are?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Davidson, I guess I should clarify that my statement that we're not ready to support it yet is mainly a reflection of that it's not yet in a final draft, and we don't wish to agree to something until we know exactly what we're agreeing to, mm-hmm. rather than due to any major deficiencies in the current proposal. I think the current proposal hits the key areas that we saw as deficiency and hits them reasonably well.
So you, as a result of this work draft, if I may, Mr. Chairman, some of these deficiencies in reclamation have been addressed by this. Are there remaining deficiencies with what we have here, or areas of deep concern?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Davidson, I would say the remaining concerns might concern the limit on bonding. I think that the numbers need to be run on that so that we're certain that the bonding pool will work with that limit. Provided that it works within that limit and provides enough funds for adequate reclamation, then I think it's quite supportable, but we still need to run our numbers on that and make sure that that it's a workable proposal. I think the other major area might be that there might be a need for some minor title changes to accommodate the expressed intent of the chair of the sponsoring committee of this to exempt small operators. The expressed intent was not to give them total exemption, but rather to encourage contemporaneous mining so that small operators did not disturb a large area at any given time. And we still need to run this by a legislative drafter and see if there would be any title change required to meet that expressed intent.
And finally, Mr. Chairman, if I may, reasonable period of time, would you please expand on what your group has and we, or what you think is a reasonable period of time, as well as comment, if you would, please, on the definition of stable condition.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Davidson, I think setting some sort of a time standard is a very key thing, and it's something that we were pushing hard for. The problem that we're grappling with is what to set it at. If we're in some place in the Arctic, it may take quite a long time for natural processes to accomplish returning the area to its full productivity. If we're in some place in South Central or Southeast Alaska, it may go very rapidly. Being that it's so site-specific, we were not able to come up with any more prescriptive guidelines at this time. We'd certainly welcome any ideas, but within our group, we weren't able to come up with anything more.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Glued, I mean, you used the phrase return the area to productivity. What do you mean by that?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Davidson, productivity, we were thinking in terms of biological productivity, habitat uses, essentially returning it to not its original condition, but a reasonable approximation is in terms of functional capabilities of the land.
And in that regard, what type of trade-off do you see is necessary if, in fact, we're going to develop Alaska? What standard do you see is something that we should work toward? If, you know, I'm trying to think of a way to ask this question. I guess it gets to my favorite phrase here of late, is what does your group see as a reasonable environmental risk trade-off as regards to productivity of an area?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Davidson, I think in answering that, what we have to look at is essentially the technological capabilities that we have at this time. We don't have the capability to leave a mined area the same as it was before, but I think that we do have a reasonable expectation that unless the land is to be turned to some other use, that it should be returned to a condition where the streams are clear, if the streams were clear, that fish can live in them, that wildlife can live in them, that natural vegetation can be reestablished, that the contours are a reasonable approximation of something that natural forces might have produced, and that to the casual observer it would look as though it perhaps had not been mined, even though on close inspection there might still be clues available.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, Bill, are you of the opinion that a bill similar to this work draft would be a lot better than the no bill at all? Because I think Mr. Gallagher stated that there's a lot of things in here that could not be done under regulation. That's the only fallback position we've got, and that there is some guarantees and some things that are needed under this. Is that your opinion, too, of what he stated? I think that's what he said. There's things in here that could be done under regulation. So you're shooting for a bill, too, isn't it? Is that what you're doing, Bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Representative Sharp. Yes, I think there are significant advantages here. I think both from the standpoint of protection of resources and protection of the public interest, and also from the industry standpoint in making sure that there are not unscrupulous operators out there causing problems, reflecting ill upon the industry, and also in terms of clarification of what the standards really are and providing a level of certainty to everyone who's involved.
Yeah, I sounds good to me. I also, on the bonding fee, as I recall, the old patented claims used to be around 40 to 50 acres, or the claims, present claim size, maximum allowable, or something like that. So a 50-acre claim would, at 750 would, what's 10%, throw $3,750 in a pot, subject to forfeiture, times 100 miners, you're looking at $375,000 or so, at least for starters. If you get a few skippers, well, you can at least move some dirt, which we'd all like to do. And that percentage, you're going to push figures around on, is could come back at us a little different here, so we're, we feel that there's adequate dollars in the pot to start with. Bill and Jerry, welcome to.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Sharp, I really would have to defer to Jerry as the expert on the economics of the bond pool. We certainly want it to work, but we're not the experts on the figures.
Yeah, well, I'm an expert with almost no knowledge. We're going to run some numbers on this tomorrow. I apologize we didn't get it done before this hearing. Those numbers that you have in front of you, 10% and 3%, those come from the Wyoming bond pool. We're going to run some numbers in the morning, and if you wish, at tomorrow's hearing, we'll be prepared to tell you what those numbers look like. If they add up to something that's not enough, then this is a proposal, but we'll have numbers for you tomorrow.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that we make a point of hearing about those numbers and then make our decision from there.
Okay. Is there any other question? Thank you very much, Bill. Is there anyone else here that wants to make a comment on this? Then, I have a question. In your working group and stuff, are the native groups represented, or is anyone there that has concerns from the native groups, AFN or anyone?
The Tanana Chiefs has been involved in the working group, and I've got phone calls from Doyon and a series of faxes from Nana concerning this issue.
I see.
And I'll let Tanana Chiefs speak for themselves, but I can tell you that both Doyon and Nana have said we want to be included. We don't want our land included in this bill.
I see. Okay. Are there any other comments? Okay, House Resources is adjourned. 7:47.